Hello and welcome back to the motherfucking podcast, bitches. How y'all motherfuckers doing? Alien abductions. Some people say they've been abducted by aliens. Some of them may be true, some of them may not be true. But I do know one thing. If it is true, I want to be abducted by aliens. I know that sounds weird and funny and maybe not funny. I don't know. But I don't know. I listened to a podcast with Joe Rogan where he was talking to Travis Walton, I think it is, about his story of being abducted when he was like 22. Up in the wilderness, up in the woods, in the mountains, because they were loggers. Well, I live in logging country, up in the hills, in the woods, and shit like that. So, but I want to be abducted by aliens. I'm going to put that out there in the universe. How about that? And hopefully an alien's fucking listening to this right now, or some kind of extraterrestrial being, you know, is listening to this, which is highly unlikely, but you never fucking know. What if they are listening, you know? We don't fucking know. There's different dimensions and realms of this existence beyond our existence, beyond what we can see with our own senses, that are there that we are unaware of, you know? So who knows what is really going on? Who knows? We don't fucking know. All we know is what we know based off of what we know and based off of science and based off of just, you know, observing and reporting and, you know, thinking, theorizing and hypothesizing and putting things to the test and seeing, you know, whatever. And looking, observing, looking out in the stars, you know, shit like that. But dude, like, I was listening to his story, and he was freaking out, understandably, because that is definitely one of those things where you feel like you're the only one, and it's just not a, I mean, you pretty much, you're not the only one, but you feel like it, because it's not supposed to happen. It's, that's movie shit, but it happens in real life. Whoa. And, but they're, I mean, they're scared, but you also don't feel threatened, you know, which is good, you know. But, so, I want to say, like, if I was abducted, I would not be scared. But how can I say that? I don't know until it happens, but I want to say I wouldn't be scared. I'd be open-minded. You know, I want to say I would be open-minded. Hopefully I'm stoned when it happens. That way it'd be easier for me to be chill and open-minded. But for the most part, I feel like I would be open-minded. And if so, if not, hopefully they got some weed or some drugs or some kind, some space weed or something, you know, or fucking their own version of fucking psilocybin mushrooms or some shit, you know, some space mushroom. You know, fungus, which, in retrospect, if I were to take it, who's to say I wouldn't die? You know, they might be tolerant to it, but what if the enzymes don't agree, you know, with just the chemical balance of whatever the fuck that I just ate and then my body from Earth? You know, the chemistry of my body is going to be totally different than the chemistry of an alien. So, I mean, it's like comparing humans to lizards, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, I'm not a scientist, I don't know much about lizards, but I'm pretty sure, I know they're cold-blooded, and I'm pretty sure their chemistry is different compared to me, or you, or a fucking whale. So, yeah. Basically, that's how that goes. But I'm going to light this joint because Yeah. And it's fucking, fuck it. It's the weekend. Happy fucking February. I think the Super Bowl's happening tomorrow. And when did you know it? Fucking Tom Brady, once again, for the 10th time in the Super Bowl. He's going for, I think, his 7th Super Bowl. Because he has, like, what, 6 or 7? I don't fucking know. He's got a lot. I know that. It might be a minute before I get this thing going. I'm just going to place this right here next to my alien buddy. Yeah, so I want to be abducted by aliens. Like, who doesn't? Who doesn't want to experience something like that? I mean, maybe a normal person, you know, not a crazy person, you know, only crazy. I don't know. I don't care. There's no such thing as normal in this world. There's just different people who feel about different things. And I'm sure there's people out there that feel differently about being abducted by aliens. Aliens, I mean, can you imagine, dude? It's like seeing a fucking lion for the first time, you know, or fucking a bear for the first time in the wilderness, you know, like, holy fuck, you know, like, Jesus Christ, especially a big-ass grizzly bear, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, like, even at the zoo, I remember when I seen a fucking grizzly bear, I was just like, holy fuck, this thing's huge, you know? And if I were to see, I mean, sure, they're fucking plump because they're fed well, but goddamn, if I ever seen a grizzly bear in the wild that big, Jesus Christ, their head is so fucking, just one chomp and my head would be gone. It'd be in their mouth. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, just that feeling. Can you imagine the feeling of what it'd be like to see an alien for the first time? Like, Jesus. Like, everything that you thought you knew would go out the window. You'd be like, holy fuck. What the fuck? Aliens are real. What does this mean? This just broke every law in the book. Everything from religion to the fucking science, everything. Everything that we just, what up to, like, just, fuck. It's been a minute, guys. See, I don't know if I packed this well. Hold on. I just made this joint with a rock cone. I just gotta get a good cherry. That's all I gotta do. It's all about getting a good cherry. A nice, evenly burning cherry at the end of Yo J. I might have packed this thing too tight. Because as I'm sucking on it, the paper is getting tighter. And I'm not really getting much. God damn it. Maybe I just have to suck harder? Fuck. Nope. I think I packed this shit way too tight. I gotta fucking play with the edges. I'm sorry, guys. You're probably bored with this shit. Me trying to fucking just get this fucking shit lit. I'm trying to get lit, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not high yet. I fuck this shit. I'm gonna hit the bong. I'll still fuck with that later. It's fucked. So it's 2021. What's new, guys? Second month in. What are we doing? Fucking nothing. I ain't doing enough podcasts. I know that. Fuck. I mean, here's the thing, man. Life just kind of gets the best of you sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, you make moves, you make decisions, shit happens. Things don't go as planned. Things do go as planned. Things slow down, things speed up, things unexpectedly happen. It's like, you just gotta fucking, I don't know, figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm as I am speaking to you through your fucking headphones, I myself, are just trying to I'm trying to figure shit out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, you know, some fucking magician that could just pull shit out of my ass. I mean, yeah, I can make things happen if I really focus on it and make it happen and actually take the proper steps to make it happen. Like, sitting down, thinking about it, making a plan, writing it down, taking the first step towards that first step until I build up momentum, and then I keep going. And then the next thing you know, I'm right where I'm sitting, talking to you guys. I mean, that's how this shit goes. It's just like, I got to build up to it. Like, once I do one, sweet, awesome. But then it's like, okay, I got to go back to my regular life, doing what I do, you know? And then, but at the same time, I'm not, fuck, dude, I'm not doing much. It's raining right now. I wanted to go on a run, but it's dumping ass rain, and it's like 38 degrees outside. But, I mean, fuck, if I was a little bitch, I would run in this shit, though, you know what I'm saying? I'd fucking throw on my weighted vest, I'd throw on a poncho, and I'd fucking run. No fucks given. You know what I mean? Like, that's the old mindset that that was the mindset I had developed at one point. I gotta be honest and fair that that's still in me. It's just, I don't have that same oomph, desire, like, spark of just, like, let's fucking do it. You know what I mean? Because I gotta dig deep, man. Like, in order to get that spark again. Like, I gotta fucking dig deep because it's just, when you're by yourself all the time and no one's there, they're like, you got no one. I'm not saying I don't have anyone, all right, guys? I'm just saying, like, up here in the woods, it's just me and my family, man. Like, all my older friends back in the past, I don't really see that much. Barely even talk to them. Even the ones that I still talk to, I barely talk to. But I still talk to them, you know, because they still hit me up. They're still hitting me up. You know, which is awesome. Sweet. But I, every once in a while, I'll hit them up too, you know, in return. It's just, I don't know. I'm pretty much I was an introvert. I used to be an outgoing introvert, but now I'm like an introvert. It's hard for me to be outgoing now. It's hard for me, especially during these times when everyone's quarantined, you know, like, it's just, I don't know, I have a hard time trusting my own judgment sometimes, you know, based on, I have like a social anxiety about it, you know what I mean? Like, always trying to read someone in the room is not a good idea. Sometimes just fucking letting your guard down, being yourself, like, I used to just not give a fucking at all. I used to just like, fuck yeah, let's fucking party, woo! Fucking like, doing back, or I can't do a backflip, but you know what I mean? Just like fucking climbing a tree and fucking jumping out of it, you know? Shit like that. Maybe, I don't know, jumping off a bridge. I've done that a bunch, but I ain't doing that now. Fuck, you kidding me? I got a kid, you know? Shit. I still want to do crazy shit. Crazy fun shit, but not crazy shit. Like, not like skydiving shit, you know. Like hiking. Hiking in the wilderness. Like, way out in the wilderness. You know what I mean? Like, crazy shit. I want to be miserable in the cold and rain. Fucking, but set up a, you know, a little hooch or shelter or whatever the fuck. Build a little fucking fire, you know. Warm up. Ooh, yeah, that feels good. You know, eat what little food I have, fucking drink what little water I have, fucking, you know, listen to the rain just pit-pat-patter, you know what I'm saying? And fucking slowly fall asleep, wake up, Sun is shining, breaks through the clouds in the morning. Woo! You see the entire fucking valley down below you. Oh yeah. And you're looking down at planes, bro. You're looking down at planes. You're not looking up at planes. You're so high up, dude. You're so high, you're looking down at planes in the valley, bro. You're so high up, the river looks like a fucking pencil drawing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how high we are. You know what I'm... That's how high I want to be. You know what I mean? I want to be higher than that, though, actually. I want to be so high, I want to be on the moon. That's where I want to be. I'm going to the moon. Fuck that. I'm going to be on the moon. I'm going to be on our solar system. Here we go. I wish I could dab. Yo. Yesterday I got so high that I for like 10 minutes cannot stop coughing and almost throwing up. But I was just spitting up a bunch of saliva. It was crazy. Never in my life did I experience that. I felt like the inside of a bomb. Like, on the inside of me. Like, my lungs felt like the bomb water. That's how much fucking smoke I inhaled. Because I was just fucking burning that fucking roach of a joint in the bowl piece. So it was easier to take, and I fucking filled up the bong a bunch of times until it was down to the fucking paper or nub, whatever you want to call it, and then I just inhaled the rest of it. Of course, I was inhaling the whole time and coughing the whole time, but then at the end, the last bong, you know, where I cleared the bong, holy fuck, dude, when I did that shit, it was yellow, dude. Like, the smoke was yellow. And I just felt like the inside of a bong, dude. I was like, holy fuck. And I kept spitting and fucking gagging and fucking for like 10 minutes, dude. But then I stretched for like 2 hours after that. And I felt fucking amazing. I was like, oh. Because, dude, I've been having like this fucking tightness in my right shoulder and trap and neck. And in my back, upper back, and it's fucking pissing me off. So I had to fucking stretch real good, do some yoga, and I used the fucking racquetball. The solid one, though. That massage ball. Dude, that shit digs deep, and it hurts if you got a fat fucking knot. That shit hurts. But it's worth it if you just fucking rest on it for like 60 to 90 seconds, bro. You can feel the knot slowly just like being, you know, you just feel it moving. You feel it like it's working its way through the knot, you know, and it's like smooshing it, you know. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it feels amazing. I gotta tell you that. But then it hurts at the same time. But you just gotta get past the pain. Just focus on that pressure. And if you can handle as much, like, if you can handle a lot of pressure, that's good. Better. The more pressure, the better, because you need to fucking get those knots out. And it's going to hurt like hell. But once you fucking get those knots out, it's worth it, dude, because then your pain goes away. Mine is so severe, I've been fucking doing this for the past, like, 4 or 5 days. The ball thing, the massage ball thing. Not stretching like that, though. But, like, stretching every day, but not like that. But fucking... Oh, dude. As I'm talking... Dude, I feel like I need to go and do it right now. Because it's still fucking bugging the fuck out of me, dude. My shit is so fucked up. It's like a fucking... It just... I just need to fucking get back on a fucking healthy track. That's all it is. I'm being lazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. Quite honestly, I am being lazy. But it's just, fuck, dude, it's just a mindset. That's all it is. It's like fucking what Goggins says. You know, it's a fucking mindset. And I know that, and that's what was driving me for so long, was my mindset. And I kind of lost my mindset. And I kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I lost it. It's still there. It's just dormant. It's dormant. It's like in hibernation. It's going to come back out. I know it is. It's just going to take some time. I just got to get through the kinks. That's all it is. And I got to work out the kinks in my fucking neck and back. So I'm going to hit this fucking bong one more fucking time, eh? And, hey, Canadians. Hey, I know you fuckers listen. Shout out to you Canadians fuckers. Shout out to you fucking Bubbles and Ricky and Julian and fucking J-Rock and Jeff Leahy. May he rest in peace. You guys are fucking great. The whole fucking Trailer Park crew, Corey, you know, you fuckers, you know, yeah, fucking, who's the fat fucker? Who's the fat fucker? Who is that guy? Oh, God. It's been a long time since I've actually watched the Trailer Park Boys. Fuck. Okay. You guys are more than welcome to join me on this last bong rip for the session. Yeah. I felt like I just needed to do one, so I did one. That's how I just did it. There's nothing crazy to it. I just came in here, sat down, hit record, started fucking smoking. Here we are. But anyways, this is for getting abducted by aliens. I hope it happens. I hope I get to see some cool shit. But hopefully I'm open-minded and I get to be stoned when it happens. And this is for all my listeners, you Canadians, you Australian fuckers. And I love you guys. You're all awesome. You too, Elliot. Even the aliens. The aliens, fuck yeah. Sweet. Here we go. This is for y'all. Oh, you could join me too, by the way. Of course. Woo! Going to the universe. Ooh, yeah. Shite. Oh. What? Yeah, you probably just heard my cock just now. Yeah, crowing in the background. Anyways, guys. I'll see you fuckers on the next one. Peace!